Getinu, Shalmi, Crossline to Getin Babli, Daf Lamed Vav, beginning new Shalmi on Daf of Alas on the base on the 14th line of Huna Oma. Huna Oma Betima, Hiskinu's man begets, Rebnei, Masa Shira. Huna asked why did they enact a date and a get? It's due to an episode that occurs, Mas Be'echot Shayom Nosei and Basa Chaisei, Revinus Adjihi, Eishes Ish, Halach Behiktim, Zmanai Beget, a case occurred in which a man married his sister's daughter, and she was adulterous while married to him. He went and predated the get, so it would look like the adultery was after the divorce. It's better that she be judged like a single woman, rather than like a married woman who was killed for adultery. He mentioned that she was his niece, because the man is fond of her, and normally if a wife would be mevala, though her husband would not want to save her. Amma Rav Huna, Kashisa, I should say, Kwemi Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Commander Amma, Maisus Min Divehim, from Commander Amma, Maisus Min Atayra, Behilo, Machkin Al Dvatayra. Now, Rav Huna, Kashisa, said to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, our Mishnah is like the opinion of that Maisus are Midrabbanon, even in the time of Second Beis HaMikdash, and all more so afterwards, because there's no Kedushas HaOretz. However, according to the opinion that Masas are Midaraisa, Midusa Shmita is Midaraisa, would Hillel enact to avert Shmita's Ksofim against the Torah? And Rabbi Yisi Vihamashah, Shegalu Babel Flim Nistu Elam Mitzvah Torah Ba'aret, Hashmei Ksofim, Naiv Marat Vinachutzah. Rabbi Yisi answered that when Bnei Yisrael was exiled to Babel, Tudushita Chisal ceased, and they were exempted only from mitzvahs that depend on the land. Minis Kesofim applies no to Sil and in Chutzah, it doesn't depend on that. Father Vyesi Va'omar, the Rash Mitzah Shmait, Vashash Shmita, and Hegis Ba'aret, Midvar Torah, Hashmik Sofim Legum Rash from the Chutzah, Vah Torah. Vashash Shmita, and Hegis Ba'aret, Midivayim, Hashmik Sofim Legum Ba'aret from the Chutzah, Midivayim. Rabbi Yisi answers that the Vader Dvar Hashmitah Shmait, when Shmita, which abstention from working applies to the land Midoraisa, Shmita's Ksofim applies Midoraisa and Eretzisol and Chutzlaret. When Shmita applies to the land Midorabonon, Shmita's Ksofim applies in Eretzisol and Chutzlaret Midorabonon. We skip the next few lines and it should say, Taman Amrin, I feel the commander Amrin Ma'asas Midorai Torah, Midorai Shmita Shri Midoraim, Vedra Shmita Shmait. Second opinion is that they're in Babel, they say, even according to the opinion that Master the Midoraisa, he agrees that Shmita's Ksofim is Midorabonon, bringing the Pasuk B'zed V'ah HaShmitah Shmait. Rebbe Yomeh Shnei Shmitim, Shmitah V'Yovel, B'shash HaYovel Neig, HaShmitah Nehegeh, Medivei Torah. Pasuk HaYovel is Neigeh, Shmitah Medivayim. Rebbe says there are two Shmitahs, Shmitah and Yovel. When Yovel applies, Shmitah applies Medivayisa. When Yovel ceases, Shmitah applies Medivayon. Emes said Pasuk HaYovel, when did Yovel cease? V'chol Yoshveh, V'zman Sheyishmah Lev, V'zman Shegolu Metecha. The Pasuk says, V'chol Yoshveh, Yovel applies when all the majority of Bnei Yisrael dwell in Eretz Yisrael, and not when they were exiled from it. If they were on the land and they were mixed up, Sherit Yehuda dwells in the portion of Binyamin, and Binyamin and Yehuda, perhaps Yovel applies. The Pasuk says Yoshveh, when they will dwell properly, means in their proper places. Shevet Reuven, Begad, Vechef, Shevet Menashe, but Lo Yevlis. If the Pasuk says, Lechol Yoshvea, all the Shvatim must be there, it turns out that once Shevet Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe were exiled, Yevel was cancelled.